This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American Family Farmer and a broadcaster. I've been able to, in some circumstances through my life, to put together my two passions, my vocation and my avocation. My vocation is broadcasting. My avocation is raising Jersey replacement heifers. Been around cows all my life. And so I've taken the things that I know and put them together, hopefully in an informational platform that's very good for people. Hearing the other side. You can listen to Max and all those guys on the radio and hear the big ag points of view and what Monsanto wants to sell. That's swell. Whatever they want to do, there's a lot of money in it for those people in the advertising business that are on that side. I'm not really interested in be nice to make a few bucks doing this program, and that's not why I do it. I do it because I think there's a lot of information out there that's geared to the family farmer. I think the family farmer, I know the family farmer has been short-circuited by bad government decisions. And I guess I start out the news portion of the program with the reality that Tom Vilsack has been confirmed for his second stint as the Secretary of Agriculture under Joe Biden. The vote was 92-7 to approve the nomination of Vilsack as the next agriculture secretary. He had a pretty smooth path to confirmation. The Senate Ag Committee voted unanimously to advance his nomination. The Republicans like him. The Democrats like him. And the only person who doesn't like him is Bernie Sanders, who broke with the Democrats to vote against him. And for good reason. Bernie comes from Vermont. Vermonters don't like Big Ag, and that's to them, Vilsack represents Big Ag. He certainly did in the last 8 years when he was the Ag Secretary for Bernie, Barack Obama. He had a lot of criticism from the people in the civil rights movement. He has certainly not helped in eliminating racial discrimination, both in the Ag Department and in farmers. Some of the farm groups like him. The National Farmers Union is kind of bland on him. The American Farm Bureau Federation loves him, but American Farm Bureau Federation loves Big Ag. It just is. He's more of the same. He's not quite as crude as Sonny Perdue. But it's very clear that he's interested in Big Ag, and that's one of the reasons, because states like Vermont have been decimated by the impact of big agriculture, and especially the dairy industry, and so I get why Bernie doesn't like him. I don't like him much either, frankly. He's better, as I said, than Sonny Perdue, but that's not much of a measuring stick. There ought to be somebody there who really, really has their hands on the pie. You know who would be a good? Roger Johnson, who's from North Dakota. Used to run the National Farmer Union. He'd be a great Secretary of Education, Secretary of Agriculture. You can tell my mind is all over the place this week because actually I've just done some research on what's been going on with the weather. Kansas, all the way from Kansas down to Texas, into Alabama. This brutal winter weather has battered the agriculture industry. The farmers that are trying to deal, especially if they're raising beef cattle, with the snow, the ice, the cold temperatures, it's disrupted processing. It's killed livestock in many of the Midwestern and Southern states. You know, most of these areas, they don't have shelter. The animals graze on thousands of acres, and you know, they can't handle a storm like we had this past week. And also, the ice buildups have kept the grain barges from being able to travel down the rivers. This is the time of year when calves start birthing on some of the farms and ranches outside, and they can't survive that. So we have loss of animal life. This will cost agricultural companies and farmers millions of dollars. It's, you know, you can't really tell at this point because it's still it's still kind of a mess down there. It's tough. It really is. So I think we have to, I guess, hold a good thought as much as anything else for these people, and it'll be interesting to see where it all goes. The PPP loans for farmers continue. If you haven't applied for one, do it. You need to apply. The government money is there. Certainly should be helping farmers there in, I think, the category of the biggest need, frankly, in a collective sense, especially dairy farmers. So please make it your business to apply for and get the PPP loans for your farm. Here's something also that's going on this week. The focus on tractor manufacturers, mostly John Deere, who are in hot water because of what they have told. For example, John Deere, I think, said that starting this year, tractor information would be easily accessible, and that would be in the area of trying to repair. But that's not true. They lied. It isn't at all. They made a promise, but mostly that was because of increasing pressure from people who are buying John Deere tractors and some of the others, to be fair, but it's mostly John Deere, at least in my neck of the woods, the people buying John Deere, they're really hurting themselves. People are looking for other tractors, other new tractors, Massey Ferguson's, there are the ones that are gaining the most ground in my neck of the woods, but there are a couple of Korean tractors around that people are using, the Yanmars. Now, they aren't making really big tractors. There's, you know, small and medium-sized tractors. But it's because John Deere and some of the other tractor manufacturers, to be fair, said they'd make repair tools, software, and diagnostics available to the farmers who are buying their product. But they haven't. They aren't. Concerns that farmers have that their tractors are so unrepairable because of the software, the fact that there's so much in the equipment, there's so much computerized stuff, I won't buy a tractor, I won't buy any equipment that has any connection, any computer stuff, because you don't know how to repair it. It's not simple repair anymore. And beside, a lot of these new tractors have been hacked by some outfit in Ukraine who have made the tractors just began to run them. So the right to repair legislation that's being touted by the Farm Equipment Manufacturers Association, some of the lobbying groups that represent John Deere and the other large manufacturers have said, oh, no, it's not really a problem. The farmers have it all wrong. No, sorry. The farmers have it all right. You're screwing with their livelihood, and it's just because you are greedy. That's basically it. It's greed, greed, greed. This thing's been a problem for 3 years, and it has not been addressed, and it's time that it was. So that's my read on that, and that's really the news about what you can expect or not expect to get in terms of help from John Deere and their ilk in terms of, again, fixing your tractor, being able to fix your tractor. That's one of the mainstays of farm life, being able to fix stuff on the farm because it's too expensive to send it back. You know, John Deere says, you want to have the tractor fixed, send it back to the dealer. Hello. Huh? How's that going to help you when you're out in the middle of a field and you need to fix something? I just don't understand. They've gotten that big and that callous that they think they can just push people around. Apparently, they think they have, because that's what they're doing under the circumstances. I saw a big to-do. The Florida Farm Bureau last week was all over this, saying the manufacturers are not providing diagnostic tools or repair manuals, and the farmers are coming out on the short end of the stick, basically. Farm equipment, much like all of the devices and gadgets in our lives, increasingly driven by software. The software may increase efficiency, but it also has allowed manufacturers to take control of the repair process. And that is not, this is back to the right to repair bills that have appeared in a lot of the states around the country. So if they were making the tools available to empower farmers with the tools they need to repair their equipment, that's not exactly what the laws are are reflecting. So they're trying to get that changed, and I hope they get it changed in your state because it needs to be changed. It's a national problem for the farming community. In a moment, we're going to deal with one of the great things that happens at this time of year, maple syrup running, and the story of a guy who's done really a great job with maple syrup. I think it's a very cool story, so we'll get to that on the American Family Farmer in a matter of moments. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how to deal with things that are bothering your body. This time of year, we have colds, we have flu, we certainly have COVID. We've got a lot of things that are created because of bacterial colonies sticking in your nostril. You know, the idea that you can get the gunk out of your nose has become very important because of the obvious. So if you're not able, if you're thinking about how you can, you know, keep your nose clean, if you are working 7 days a week like most farmers are, you need to take care and make sure your body is in the best physical condition it can be. And that's where Clear comes in. Clear, you pronounce it Clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. X-L-E-A-R. Blocks bacteria like strep, staph, viruses like the flus that are around. It moisturizes and cleanses your sinuses. I'm going to just spray in my nose. Hold on just a second. You're going to hear this. There, hear it. That's all you have to do. Every 3-4 hours, spray a little plastic bottle, take it with you. It's an all-natural product. Main ingredient is xylitol. Comes from fruits and veggies that you're probably growing on your farm. So let's make sure that you stay in good health. It's safe for the whole family. Non-addictive, non-irritative. You can go to school, you go to work, with a clear head. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com, X-L-E-A-R. You can buy it on Amazon, over the counter, at your favorite drug or grocery store. Ask for it by name, Clear, X-L-E-A-R. When it comes right down to the nitty-gritty in terms of choosing Calitrin and weight loss in general.
You know, with every purchase of Calitrin, you get your own personal Calitrin consultant. And our consultants, they've been working for years helping customers lose weight with this product. We do everything we can to help you see where we even have a nurse available on staff should you want to talk to a nurse. But it really is a product that I think is different than every other weight loss product out there because it really works with your body, not against your body.
What's the midwinter deal right now, the winter sale? What's the special?
We've put up the early Valentine's special so you can make sure you get your delivery before Valentine's Day, but we've got the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four free, buy 10, get 10 free. It's a perfect time to stock up and save or maybe even split it with a friend.
That's the Valentine's special at toploss.com for Calitrin. Use the DJV code to have free shipping as well and get a hold of all these specials.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
The American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our weekly podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I have a focus on the PPP for farmers. I was just talking about that. I want everybody to really, you really need to get to your accountant or you do it on your own, but file for the PPP for farm. Especially, it's being specially orchestrated by the Small Business Administration. Farmers were put in as a priority for this help. So get that information. We also talk about the seeds and how we can get seeds using our own crops. That's part of the focus. American Family Farmer Show and the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome to the farm, where you can roll your windows down. Baby, take my arm. I ain't hearing nothing. Such a beautiful sound.
American Family Farmer Show continuing now with a focus on maple syrup. But it's not the normal maple syrup. This is something at this time of year as the maple trees here in New England begin to run. They get tapped for sap. It really is kind of a cool thing to see all these buckets around, a sure sign of spring. But we have a different point of view now. Devin Day is with us. He's from Neil's Big Leaf Maple Syrup, not a New England outfit, but in fact in the Acme Valley of Washington State. So what's a nice fellow like you, Devin, doing in Washington, taking away from the focus on maple syrup from New England? What's the big idea?
Well, it was just a curiosity that we got started with, and it turned out to work well, and now we've been doing it for quite a few years, so it's pretty tasty, and we're having a good time, so.
Well, that's good. Nothing wrong with that. So your background is not in agriculture. You didn't grow up on the farm, right?
I did not.
You were doing what a lot of young men and women are doing, getting into the software field, developing websites, that sort of thing. So what brought you from that pursuit over to farming?
Neil is my dad, and he was working out at a farm here in Acme, and you know, it was one of those phases where we were having kids. And so, talking to the wife, it was just a move that we decided to do. And, you know, I'd been, you know, after years of working behind a computer, the thought of doing something a little different sounded appealing. And about 10 years later, here we are, making maple syrup and raising all kinds of animals on the farm.
So this is something your dad was doing. Are you from this area? It's near Bellingham, Washington. Are you near the place where you grew up, or have you moved around?
I've moved around the state a little bit, but I'm originally from Bellingham, Washington, and so Acme's just east, about, you know, 20 minutes. So we're still pretty close to the area that I grew up.
Right. And your dad was running sort of a conventional farm, was he?
Well, I guess if you call, you know, bison conventional, then I suppose.
Well, yeah. Yeah, okay. But you were doing other things. You used chickens and eggs and produce and that sort of stuff, apparently, on this farm. You got 200 acres there, so it's not like it was a small farm.
Yeah. Mostly traditional. The maple syrup has really become a much larger focus over the last 2 years, I would say. Just a lot of popularity with the restaurants around here, and just explosive growth with the general public. So it's been something that we're starting to focus on quite a bit.
So what would be different? Why would it not have been tried much there before? How much different is a maple tree in the Northwest from a maple tree in the Northeast?
Good question. That, you know, most of it is weather dependent because we're such a warmer climate. That was the suspect that, you know, it couldn't really be done on this side.
Yes.
You know, on the East Coast, you get this huge cold snap, and then, you know, you get the thaw off, and that's when you start getting the big maple run on the East side. Over here, instead of one big run, we have, you know, seven or eight of them, little mini runs. So, you know, it'll get cold and then it'll thaw. And then, you know, a week or two will go by and then it'll get cold and then it'll thaw. So we have all these little micro runs rather than one big run.
All right. Well, let's talk more about the syrup itself and how we make it. I think it would be a good primer. People don't often know now because a lot of folks are not that connected to the farm, how we come up with the maple syrup. So we'll continue. Devin Day is here from Neil's Big Leaf Maple Syrup in Washington State on this week's...
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill passes the House. The American Rescue Plan approved early Saturday morning. The $2 trillion bill includes $1,400 checks for Americans making less than $75,000 a year. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, though, says the bill also includes a lot of pork.
Almost every one of this bill's 592 pages includes a liberal pipe dream that predates the pandemic.
The bill now goes to the Senate. Another COVID vaccine closer to approval. Federal health advisors Friday announcing their support for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. President Biden celebrating the news.
This can be a great American achievement, being the only country in the world to reach 100 million shots in 100 days. This could unite us as a country. to vaccinate America, to protect America, to heal America.
Biden speaking in Texas, where he's showing support for the state as it recovers from the deadly winter storm. This is USA Radio News. Big tech under fire at CPAC, the Conservative Political Action Conference getting underway Friday in Orlando. The annual convention draws big-name Republican lawmakers. Former President Trump set to speak tomorrow. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem to speak today. One of those speaking on day one, Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He says companies like Google, Facebook, and Twitter have brought us to a crisis point.
These companies have more power than any companies in American history, and they're aligned with the radical left to try to impose their agenda on this country. They want to run this country, and if we don't do something, they are going to.
He says that could lead to America becoming an oligarchy. Hawley calling for the breakup of big tech companies as part of a new nationalism he says will make the rule of the people real in this country. Hawley and other CPAC speakers also discussing illegal immigration. The number of people trying to cross the border on the rise. Reports out yesterday show the Biden administration is responding by planning to open a new tent facility in Texas. This coming after another facility that also opened in Texas just a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer Show. I'm Doug Steffen with Devin Day, who is Neil Day's son from Big Leaf Maple Syrup Country. You can go to their website, neilsbigleaf.com, and see how they come up with these it looks different. As a matter of fact, I would love it if you sent me some of this. I'll have to compare it. If you go around my farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, you can see the maple trees that are tapped. And this is actually the first year that I've ever done it on my farm, Devin. I didn't really think, I didn't have the time and wherewithal. People came to me and they said, let's try this on the farm. And I said, okay, let's do that. So it'll probably be pretty traditional. It's one shot a year. You said you have yours. I didn't get from it that it was year round, but when it starts getting cold and then it warms up because you have that situation in the Northwest, so you get more. Does it mean that the trees don't live as long? What's the impact of taking the sap out of the tree? And let's talk about how maple syrup is made for the unwashed. How much difficulty or how much harm is done to the maple tree if you're tapping as much during the year as you are?
Well, our season runs from generally around mid-November, and it's all weather dependent, to early March. So we're creeping up on the end of our season, but very much, just like the eastern maple trees, similar impact on the tree. There's, by the time you go back to tap next year, you can't even see the holes that you had from the previous season. But so it's something that I think, we're looking at bigger aspects over here as far as planting trees and doing that sort of thing. So I think the impact could be a lot bigger than just...
Well, I just was thinking that in this circumstance, the fact that you can produce more of it, does that affect the price of it? Around here, maple syrup, real maple syrup from real farms is really expensive. And so you get a lot of the artificial stuff, the things that are made out of sugar and not really, they don't really come, it's artificial syrup. And then there are some, you know, that are local, but they are expensive because we only have one shot at it here. How does the availability of the sap affect the reality of the price that you can get there?
That's a good question. We actually get anywhere from $400 to $600 a gallon for West Coast maple syrup. It's quite an expensive product at the moment. You know, a lot of the work that goes into it, you know, we don't get the same volume as the East Coast right now.
Right.
You know, we're the only commercial producer on the West Coast at the moment. So we only get probably 300 to 400 gallons a season at the moment versus, you know, I think there's like 12 million gallons produced on the east side right now. So
right. So what do you pay? What do you charge for a quarter of this stuff or a pint or whatever? What's the, if we go to neilsbigleaf.com to look at the syrups there, how much is this? How much can you charge? How much are people willing to pay for the quality of this farm, for this maple syrup grown right on the farm?
Right now, a 12-ounce bottle goes for around $50, roughly.
Expensive.
So, yeah.
That's not cheap. That's not cheap. But it's, I'll bet people rave. I bet you're sold out all the time, right?
We are sold out all the time. Our first run of the season, we put all the product on the website, and we were sold out in an hour and a half. So,
good Lord.
It's gotten quite popular.
Yeah, that's good. So what, in terms of how the trees, you said, you know, you're planting more trees, but doesn't it take a long time for a maple tree to mature?
It does. We've worked on a few processes that allow us to safely tap them early without them having to be fully mature.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like row cropping raspberries, I suppose. We're not doing it yet, but you know, we're working towards that. Plus, just rebuilding forests and stuff over here, because the big leaf maple on this side is pretty much considered a weed, or it has been, you know, throughout the
really
Washington for the most part. Yeah, you know, it's either firewood or, you know, the forestry services want to cut it down just because it's kind of a nuisance for, you know,
a maple tree. Oh, crop. Come on, that's there. There's more government ruining things. Well, how in the world do you figure a maple tree is a nuisance? That's a stretch, man. It sounds like a stretch to me, anyway. Good heavens.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, there's more written on how to kill maple trees over here than there is how to grow them.
Really?
So,
isn't that interesting? I mean, you'd find that, we find that with a lot of the weedy vine that grows on our trees, and that, how do we get rid of that? But I don't know that I've ever seen anything about trying to kill any type of tree. How's the taste different from what we get here on the East Coast?
Well, you definitely, you know, would notice and say, hey, this tastes like maple syrup, but it's very, very distinct in terms of, you know, East Coast versus West Coast syrup. Very caramel and vanilla flavors that come out in it, and it's a very unique product and gotten very popular. It's very popular with the restaurants for cooking.
I would bet. So, have a big impact on that. We're talking about maple tree. There are different types of maple trees, too. Maybe we ought to talk about that which would be best planted. And wondering, again, out loud, people listening around the country, could somebody in Texas do this? Or somebody in Arkansas, Oklahoma, could they do the same sort of thing? It's not, you know, what it sounds like to me is we have the same impact the flavor is going to be reflective of what's in the ground where it's growing. It's like grapes or, you know, pretty much anything that you grow. It's going to be unique to the area because of what's in the soil. So let's talk about that and how you keep the soil healthy around these trees as we continue here. Devin Day, it's neilsbigleaf.com. If you're curious about how they're doing things, I think this is a good, I'm looking at the website now, pretty helpful in terms of how to do this, and maybe more people around the country ought to do it, and maybe create your own unique flavor. Now, there's an idea to help out the family farmer. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about your healthy state of body, and that's what Calitrin aims to do, is get your body into a healthy state. Calitrin, as you may know, or maybe you remember me talking about this, I've been talking about this on the air for almost 4 years, the fact that Calitrin doesn't have any stimulants in it, doesn't have any drugs, it doesn't have anything that'll make you crazy. It's all collagen protein and digestive enzymes aimed, the formula made, come up with a doctor and a nurse, actually three nurses that worked on this thing with patients, and they wanted to help people not only lose weight, but keep it off. And that's what this does. You can get healthy the right way, the natural way. No substance abusive stuff in this. It's really a fabulous product. And it'll take you maybe 45 days to get into it so your body will notice and start losing the weight. So that's why there's a 45-day satisfaction guarantee. I was talking to somebody who lost 95 pounds on this program. You can see that story and hundreds of other success stories at toploss.com. Toploss.com. So this can be used on its own, or it can be used to support other weight loss programs. That the bottom line is, it wants to keep the weight off. That's what you want to do. That's what it wants to do. Fast shipping, no hidden fees, no recurring plans. Check it all out at toploss.com. You get one free for every one that you buy, so you can keep it going. I just think that it's a program you should stay on all the time because you want to keep the weight off, and it's good for other things in your body. That collagen, man, that's really very helpful in the aging process. So check it out. Get all the information so you can make a good decision at toploss.com. When you check out, use the code DJV, no shipping charges, and the best deals using that code DJV at toploss.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way!
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com. Back with our new friend Devin Day. He and his father at Neil's Big Leaf Maple Syrup, the farm out in Bellingham, Washington. They're doing something new, unique. And so I guess I would wonder about the soils there. And we all would probably admit that the soil is indicative, going to be the indicator of what the flavor is. So what is the soil like in the Northwest?
Well, most of what we, it's a very rich, you know, growing region as far as like Skagit Valley, Acme Valley, you know, these are pretty rich soiled areas. We get a lot more minerals in our maple syrup, which I think, you know, tends to affect the flavor quite a bit. And, you know, bring out some of that boldness and depth that we get in our syrup over here. But it tends to be a little bit darker, I think, just because of all the minerals that are in the sap as it's, you know, filtered through the tree. And, it's interesting.
Yeah. Pasture cows? You have some, you were talking about the beef you raised there and the bison. Can they be in the field where the maple trees are?
No, most of the trees that we have, and, you know, because this area, maple trees have never been thought of for maple syrup, most of the tree stands that you can find for maples are around, you know, very wet areas, you know, kind of your wetland areas. So we don't have a lot of real huge open, you know, maple stands of trees anymore just because of the way, you know, often, you know, our maple trees here are looked at as really good for firewood.
Right.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, do you have a CSA at your farm? Do people come and you know, we're talking about this maple syrup being so popular. I think you said earlier on that some of the restaurants like using it, but I wonder if you have, with all the things that you're growing there, you have various beef products and you've got produce. So do you put this into a CSA?
We don't do like a direct pickup CSA or like your traditional style CSA. We do a lot of restaurants, like we mentioned, and we do a lot of direct orders, and then we do some shipping, and we do some home delivery. We kind of built the farm to cover everything ourselves, meaning we grow all the animals, we make all the feed on the farm. We fertilize our own fields, we grow our own grasses, you know, so it's kind of this closed loop style farm.
Yeah.
And then
right.
As far as the distribution, we do most of the deliveries ourselves unless, you know, it's something that like the maple syrup, we have to ship somewhere that we can't deliver. So.
But you make a living at it, and that's what's encouraging, you and your father, your family. It's, again, the website is Neils, N-E-I-L-S, Big Leaf, all one word, neilsbigleaf.com. Check out what Devin and his father are doing on the farm there in Bellingham. It's, again, another eye-opener, an ear-opener, very important for us to understand what's going on in the creativity department in a lot of the farms around the country. So we're thankful to have had the opportunity to meet you, Devin, and to hear your story. Thanks and continued success. Doug Steffen here on the American Family Farmer with my thoughts in a moment.
DQ presents How to Find Meal Fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now a DQ. Happy tastes good.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/news. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. And now these thoughts. The United States has a new president. And many of the farmers, the American family farmers on the American family farms would like to tell the president, like to indicate how much they want to stay living in the rural communities, trying to make them survive. They are thriving, that's for sure. The food system that we have ought to work better for consumers. It ought to work better for our democracy, but it doesn't. The wrong direction. We've been going in the wrong direction. We've seen the small towns get smaller. The farms become bigger. It's big ag, big ag, big ag. And that's what Vilsack is all about. So what are we going to do? Can we get this administration to commit to sort of trying to counteract what happened when Vilsack was the director of agriculture before in the Obama administration, and certainly when Sonny Perdue was in charge during the Trump years? The supply chain disruptions in the industrial meat industry point out very, very strongly how out of control the situation is. You know, with COVID, a lot of these plants shut down. They process millions of tons of beef a year. Is there, it's okay, but not at the expense of the people who want to be in the meat industry or whatever the localized industry, the farm. I don't know if I should use the word industry, maybe better. It's a concern. Farming and the farms are concerns. And so with all this excess corporate control now, especially in the meat industry and the dairy industry, I mean, look at it. Is there anything that really focuses on the small family farmer, or is it just like everything else? Well, it was a thing of the past. If you look back at Vilsack's first tenure as Secretary of Agriculture, you didn't see the status quo was the status quo. And we can't keep the status quo the way it is. But is Vilsack, say it again, Doug, is Vilsack likely to get away from his focus on corporate-controlled industrialized operations like had, right, he was the governor of Iowa. And, you know, I have a lot of people listening to this program from Boone, Iowa to Des Moines and many points in between, and they may or may not agree with me, but I'm just not convinced that we're going to have the help that family farmers need. And I think what you ought to be doing, farmers ought to be doing, is working through their National Farmers Union representation, if you're a member of that, or the American Farm Bureau Federation, and push for the popular thought to be in favor, at least, or fairness aimed at the family farmer. Maybe we can try that. One of the things that we're confronting here is what's going on with estate planning as well. If you have your vision clarified, have you put everything that you want to have happen to your farm in writing, and is the Biden administration going to upend the gains that have been made for farmers with the death tax? Is that going to go up and more farms are going to be lost because you got to pay the death tax? The short-sightedness of this thinking is so annoying when you get right down to it. Do you have what you want in place in the case of your demise? Are you thinking about the future, about your family, the fellow we were just talking to? His father started the farm, now he's running it. I'm sure there's something in place for him to inherit the farm, but a lot of farmers don't have wills, and they don't have any way of making sure the farm will go to someone who will continue, will make a success out of it. I think that's, if I can get nothing else for you to think about, at least in this portion of the program, think about your estate plan. Think about what happens to your family. Think about what your children want, what your spouse may want. If there isn't a plan, then taxes will be what it becomes. If you don't intelligently plan for what happens, if you don't really put into effect what you really want with the land, if you're farmers and your heirs are clear, then the farm will be lost to taxes. It will. It's just that's the way the government is. Greedy, greedy, greedy. Spend more, spend more, spend more. And they'll take your land. They'll take your machinery. They'll take everything if you don't have this properly planned out. Specific assets, maybe you have to divide them among your heirs, whatever it is. But hopefully, if you're on the farm keeps going, and you'll be, at the end of the day, you'll have done the right thing. Food for Thought from Doug Steffen. Every week we're together here, and I'm thankful for your being here on the American Family Farmer Show. It's harvest time.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.